who's eating a whole pound? Who's eating a whole pound of bread?
Man, this PR guy of ours, Chad, thinks he weighs 250. You know, you have to tie some weights to his doggone ankles for him to wear that.
You have to put. You're gonna take him through one of your workouts.
He's scared. You know, he got a basketball player mentality.
So,
what's up, guys?
Tell us a little bit about your new coach, Mr. Harbaugh.
Good guy, man. Good guy. Hard worker guy. You know, the thing is, you know, we met his father, and we can tell exactly where his mold came from. So, you know, when you talk about just passion for life, you know, energy for, you know, what you do, and not just the game of football, but in life, you know. It's good, man. It's good, you know, and the team has adapted. You know, we got a veteran ball club, you know, spread it around. And it's just good stuff. You know, it's a great vibe going on. So, I mean, it's just going to be, you know, everything is kind of settled in now. You know, he's been here, you know, through the off season, and now we've been through training camp together. We kind of know, you know, as a team, our ups and downs as coaches and players and things like that. But, you know, I think the transition was kind of smooth, though.
One of the things this preseason, Chad Johnson talked about how he talked to you and you kind of changed some of his attitude around. How much of that can you share with us, what you've told him and what kind of potential he has?
Well, you know, the thing, whatever was personal that sure. He didn't want me to share, I won't. But I will share that, you know, I just told him, you know, to put his mind more on God. You know, start focusing more on God and the true blessings that you have just to be a role model for so many kids, you know, for so many people, you know, who want to do what you do and can't do what you do, don't have the ability to do what you do. So I told him, you know, every time, you know, that you step out on the football field, every time you step anywhere in life, you know, let the image of God be shown through you. You know, let that be your image. Let that be your stepping stone. And whatever comes after that, you know, life is going to bring you ups and downs. Life is going to bring you differences, you know, and after you've prayed about it and your differences, then let it be, you know, and if certain things, you know, don't take everything to everybody, because everybody can't handle everything that you feel sometimes, the things, even good or bad, you know, sometimes even the things that you put yourself through, whether it's your training or whatever, you know, a lot of times I try to explain to people, you know, all the training I do, but sometimes you can't, you can't get across to people. And that was the same message that I kind of, you know, relate to him and, you know, and to a couple other guys, you know, around the league that, you know, was kind of going through the same things. I'm like, keep your peace. You know what I'm saying? And let the business side of the business side take care of itself, but keep your peace and always stay who Chad is. And that's just loving the game of football. You know what I'm saying? So that, in a nutshell, you know, that's pretty much what I told him.
What motivated you to give him the call?
There was no what made me give him the call. We always talk. You know, this has been 3-4 years now since Chad has been with Cincinnati, you know, that these, you know, same type of conversations. But, you know, just like a father is with his children, sometimes you got to let them go off and do their own thing and, you know, and just be there for them. And that's the same situation that happened this time. You know, we talk, you know, every other day. I try to keep him up in his Bible, try to keep him up in his Word. I send him scriptures and things like this just to try to pull him over through every day. You know, well, not pull him over, pull us through every day. So, you know, and just like the calls that I sent out to many guys, you know, who just hit me and just say, give me a word or just talk to me, whatever. So, you know, these are the things that, you know, I just try to reach out and give back to most of these guys.
Is that how you see yourself, as being that father figure type?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't shy away from it, you know. The guys, you know, there's one thing about it, even John Harbaugh's father, you know, he spoke about something, gave a couple of little stories, and, you know, the thing that he spoke about is, why do you play this game? And if you realize, you know, I've only played this game for the respect, of your peers, for the respect of people that you play with and things like that. So, you know, that respect from coming from them, knowing that, you know, I'm the person that's been in this league for a long time, has, you know, excelled in so many different areas. I've been through down times in my life, you know, been challenged in my life, but, you know, found a way to trust God completely through it all. And so if that's my role as a man, you know, to really, you know, relay God's word and get the word out there, that, you know what I'm saying, take everything to him and just live. If that's my job, then, you know, I'm definitely excited about doing it.
Have you sensed that Chad's taken some of those things you told him to heart?
Absolutely. And, you know, all you got to do is just watch him. You know, he's Chad. And that's what I told him. Don't stop being Chad. Be Chad. But when Chad got something to say that Chad wants to say, keep it to Chad. Keep it to Chad and God. And let everything else take care of itself. You know, don't get all into these war of words with whoever it is. I don't care who it is. If somebody on the streets just want to war with you, okay, brother, you win. I'm good. I'll smile. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but these are the things that I think he's really grabbed onto to say, you know what? Life is life. Life is good. Life, I can be a true role model to some people and show people what life is about and when you really challenge yourself to be great every day. And for me, I think his talent alone proves that he wants to be the best in his game. You can never hate him for wanting to be the best in his game and want to win. You know, a lot of times you get the bad side of people when those two things aren't happening, and Chad is one of those people. So, yeah.
What do you think about his new name?
Yeah, I kind of knew about that before anybody ever thought about it. Yeah, people do it all the time. People do it all the time. I mean, yeah, I think didn't John Wayne do that?
Yeah.
So some of the great ones have done that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's a big issue. You know, it's publicized everywhere, but it's whatever it is. You know, if that's the way he feels, what he wants to be called, then let him walk by that. Muhammad Ali, one of the greatest ever, he did the same thing. You know, so whatever belief he has, roll with it and just deal with you as a man, deal with you and God and everything else, take care of yourself.
What have you seen from Haruki Nakamura? He's a guy here, but at Cincinnati. What have you seen from him in training camp, and what kind of player has he shown to be?
Hard nosed, like to come to work. Love to practice, and you're just excited to really get him in the chemistry and flow of things, just to see, you know, just how, you know, that practice, when you see the guy, you know, everybody, we have a certain mentality here about getting to the football, but when you see that guy, he practices at the same type of level that you see around here, and you know, it's attractive as soon as you see him, because he loves to play football, and anytime you see somebody like that, he's just a guy that's always around the football. Yeah, good guy.
So it just kind of fit right into the Raven mentality.
Yeah, he really did. He really did from day one.
Hey, it looks like you guys will be starting a rookie quarterback on Sunday. Is that another case where the defense is going to try and take it upon itself to maybe do more than it might normally?
You know, we know we're starting Flacco at the same time, but Flacco is a very mature guy. You know, he kind of puts you, if you're around him enough, he kind of puts you in the mindset of a Ben Roethlisberger and things like that. But as a team, we know we have to surround around him and just let him know every play won't be a good play. Every down won't be a good down. But we got a 60-minute ball game that we're trying to win. And if you understand just that part of it, then life will take care of itself. Make your mistakes. Understand what you have on the other side. We're here to back you. We're here to back you, man. And whatever you do and whatever you're going to go through, we're right here. So let's just roll. But understand that this is a 60-minute ball game and not a one-play ball game. If you do make a mistake or whatever, if you make a big play, hey, make the big play and wash it away just like the mistake you made. Because we're trying to win the game, and that's the bottom line. And I think if nothing else, he understands that.
It's not exactly a new situation for you.
No, not at all. I mean, I've been through this, you know, pretty much in and out, whatever it may come to, you know, with me. And just understanding that, man, I'm like always in his head. I try to always talk to him, you know, just to keep him, you know, encouraged about the little things and just give him the, you know, the view that I see from the game of football. You know, the one thing I try to explain to them, the game of football never changes. It never freaking changes. And if you understand that, then you can always adjust to any league, yeah.
How beaten up is the defense? It sounds like Ed Reed may not play. Your cornerbacks are limping a little bit. Your D tackles are beaten up. Are everybody going to make the dance?
I mean, I believe this, man. If you go around 32 teams, everybody's limping somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It's just the business of football. You adjust, you get stronger, you move on, next man up, and here we go. You know, you just can't. You can't slow down for nothing. Everybody knows that in week one, no matter what bruises you got, whether you're looking at New England Pages, Indianapolis Colts, New York Giants, anybody, everybody, the Washington Redskins, everybody has issues. So you figure out yours, address them, and move on.
We know about your long time relationship with Marvin. How about Jeff Fitzgerald, who's now here?
Fitz is a good guy, man. You know, when he left, I congratulated him and things. I think him and Marvin will get along just fine. So. You know, a big congrats to him, and hopefully he does well.
Do you see him as a guy that could really help all these linebackers just the way he coaches? He's already seemed to make a difference here, but as a guy that could really help this defense?
Yeah, I mean, Fitz is a hard-nosed coach. I think Fitz is going to give the certain mentality that you need. He got a lot of young guys over there, the young boy from USC's over there and things like that, so I think he could teach him a lot. Mm-hmm.
Ray, just not to change the subject too much, but one last question here. You obviously talk to a lot of guys around the league and get a sense. What what's the image that the Bengals have among players around the league?
I don't think it's no image on what they have. I just think it's just another ball club. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you're looking at people who are in your same fraternity, you don't feel good when something happens bad. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know, you pray for them and you hopefully they don't keep going through the same things they go through. Whether, you know what I'm saying? Whether you are in a football league, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whatever. If you're going to go through something, go through it. But I, as a community of a brotherhood, as a fraternity of the NFL, we don't look at the Bengals and say, oh, they're this, they're that. Nah, because everybody got their own issues as well. All right.
All right. Hey, Ray, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you guys, bud. All right.